This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. COVID-19 keeps getting worse in Colorado. Hospitalizations have reached 1,526, the highest since last December. Scott Bookman, who helps lead Colorado's pandemic response, says only 75 ICU beds are currently available in the entire state.
We are still seeing the lowest number of beds available in the state of Colorado than we have seen at any previous point in the pandemic.
Bookman says Colorado is not ready to enact crisis standards of care, or rationing of care, or limiting scheduled elective surgeries, but those options are often discussed with hospitals. The investigation into a security breach of Mesa County's election equipment moved forward with the FBI's search yesterday of four locations connected with the case. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Mesa County's district attorney says no arrests were made, and the investigation continues. The searches came on the same day that Colorado's Independent Ethics Commission said it will investigate allegations clerk Tina Peters has accepted gifts above the limit for elected officials. The founder of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, who's a staunch advocate for election fraud conspiracies, has claimed he provided security and housing for Peters for several weeks because she faced threats over her role in the alleged security breach. If the ethics complaint is sustained, Peters could be fined. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It's 34 degrees in Denver and Vail. This is CPR News.